Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The World Health Organization says an order by Israel to evacuate more than 20 hospitals in northern Gaza is tantamount to a death sentence for some of the sick and injured. It pointed particularly to those on life support or babies in incubators. Hospitals in Gaza are already under stress. The UN's Deputy Special Coordinator for Gaza, Lynn Elizabeth Hastings, said humanitarian aid should be unconditional.
What we say about Gaza is there's really no safe place, regardless of whether or not you stay or you move. What we're seeing is, of course, is an entire collapse of the health system at a time when you have so many people who are injured and in need of medical attention and operations.
The UN humanitarian chief Martin Griffiths had said the situation in Gaza is fast becoming untenable. The UN says nearly 1 million Palestinians there have now been displaced. More from Tom Bateman.
It's absolutely desperate. The fundamental problems are that you have, on the one hand, the complete siege of Gaza, so no supplies getting in. And at the same time, you know, this bombardment has been continuing. So huge numbers of wounded still being taken into the hospitals, which are running very, very low on generator fuel and struggling. And the UN have said today that they can't guarantee now safety in the shelters. And they talk specifically about people like pregnant women and the elderly who simply cannot move.
The Israeli military says it's killed a Hamas commander who led part of last week's incursion in which 1,300 Israelis were killed. He died in a drone strike. The U.S. Secretary of State will visit Egypt today as part of a whirlwind tour of Arab countries aimed at preventing the violence from spreading. His visit comes as Israeli troops appear poised for a ground incursion into Gaza. Here's Barbara Platasha.
Mr. Blinken has focused more and more on the humanitarian situation in Gaza as concern about the crisis there mounts. Gulf Arab states he's been visiting have stressed the need for immediate aid and warned about the targeting of civilians. President Biden has underlined his support for efforts to protect civilians in calls to the Israeli and Palestinian leaders. The Secretary of State has been negotiating an agreement for humanitarian assistance to enter Gaza and foreigners to leave it through the border crossing with Egypt. Those talks broke down yesterday and will be a priority for him in Cairo. Mr. Blinken has also been asking Arab allies to warn Iran and the armed groups it supports to stay out of the conflict.
The U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says a second aircraft carrier strike group has been ordered to sail to the eastern Mediterranean near Israel. He said the vessels will contribute to U.S. efforts to deter hostile actions against Israel. World News from the BBC. Officials in eastern Ukraine say attacks by Russian forces are intensifying. The head of the strategically important city of Avdiivka, Vitaly Barabash, said Russian shelling on Saturday was so heavy that emergency services were unable to recover dead bodies from the rubble of buildings. Avdiivka lies just 20 kilometers west of the Russian-held city of Donetsk. New Zealand's centre-right National Party is expected to begin talks later with the right-wing ACT Party to form a coalition government after Saturday's general election. Provisional results show that taken together, National and ACT would have a majority of just one seat in Parliament, but around a fifth of the votes are still to be counted. The three-time Rugby Union World Champions New Zealand's All Blacks have defeated the world's top-ranked team, Ireland, at the World Cup quarterfinals, and the Swiss was watching.
Ireland's hopes of reaching a first World Cup semi-final were dashed in dramatic fashion. After trailing New Zealand 13-0, they roared back to within a point following a second-half penalty try. But New Zealand clung on for victory, and for the eighth time, Ireland had been knocked out at the quarter-final stage. For a team that began this tournament as world number ones, there'll be huge disappointment. New Zealand will next face Argentina after two late tries guided them to victory over Wales.
England play Fiji and France face South Africa on Sunday to decide the two other places in the tournament's last four. Millions of people in the Americas have been catching a glimpse of a solar eclipse. The rare cosmic event where the moon passes between the sun and the earth has been visible in parts of the US, Mexico, Central and South America. It's called an annular eclipse because the moon blocks out most of, but not all of the sun, leaving a thin ring or annulus of light. BBC News.